Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, let's talk a little bit of NBA playoffs. We'll get back to local coming up in just a bit. But all of the series that I'm interested in the NBA playoffs are locked in. I do not care who the Thunder are going to play in round one. They are going to handle their business. Same thing with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Now, we don't know at this point who they're going to play, but let's assume they will both be big favorites and they are both advancing to the second round of the NBA playoffs. I would also throw the Boston Celtics in that same category. If you are looking at the draft sites, the betting sites right now, the Celtics are minus 5,000 favorites over the Orlando Magic in their series. I'm not here to waste too much of your time. Boston in five. Boston usually has one game that they'll lose at home where they don't shoot it well enough, and that's Boston in five. Let's get to the other series, because I think almost all of these series are fairly interesting in round one. Let's start in the Eastern Conference. Someone just texted in. I think this is the most fun series that's out there. I can't disagree with you. Pacers and Bucks. The Pacers are 195 to win the series. You can get the Bucks right now at plus 160. This is where I'm torn, Rob.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
I think the Pacers are the better team. The Bucks have the best player in the series. I think there is a chance they get Damian Lillard back at some point late in this series. It's hard to go against pick the best player in the series. I'm going to take the Pacers because of Bucks early round disappointments, but I don't feel good about it. Give me Pacers in a tough, well-fought six-game series. I'm going to take the Pacers to advance to the next round of the playoffs.
Who's the coach of the Bucks? Because I'm pretty sure he's notable for choking these sorts of things away. He does have a title under his belt, but he's more known for sad exit or most disappointing exit or sadness in the NBA playoffs. I love the idea of the Bucks, and as a person in, you know, sports and works in Kansas City with the Royals, the idea of a superstar staying in a market like Milwaukee in the NBA, I like to see Milwaukee do well, but I just think the Pacers are the better pick. I think Tyrese Halliburton might be the best player in the NBA we don't talk about. We talk about playoff Jimmy and we talk about Steph Curry, and we should, but we don't spend nearly enough time talking about Tyrese Halliburton. He is a star, and I know that, I mean, he has a gold medal, but he mostly got to sit around and watch them get a gold medal. But he is crazy good, and I don't know the Bucks have any way to stop him. So I will take the Pacers in this series. I think it's going to go the distance. I think this is going to be that series we all talked about in the first round. Remember a few years ago, it was Hawks and Knicks, where the whole world was talking about that series. That's kind of how I feel this series is going to play out, but I feel like the Pacers and Halliburton are the better play.
Let's move to the one that at least Vegas is telling you that they believe is going to be a legitimate coin flip. You got the Clippers and the Nuggets. If you were going to bet on the Clippers, you probably should have done that a couple of days ago. You could have got the Clippers at plus money in the series. Very simple. I think the Clippers have more good players than the Nuggets have. I think the Clippers have the better coach. Now, this goes against the theory of take the team that has the better player, because the Nuggets clearly have the better player. After you get past the best player in the series, I think you could argue that the Clippers probably have the next three or maybe four players in the series, and they have a decided coaching advantage. This just feels like the Nuggets lose in five or six games, and it's time for them to make a hard reset. They got to make a decision this offseason about what they're going to do with Jamal Murray or Michael Porter Jr. They're going to have to figure out a head coach. I don't know if you can fire your head coach with less than 10 days to go in the regular season and think that you are using that as some rallying cry to turn things around. I think that is a cry for help, that your season is over and you are scratching to try to save it. I think the Clippers are playing as well as anybody in the Western Conference. I think the Clippers are going to win and advance to the next round of the postseason.
I don't think there's any reason to overthink this. The Nuggets reek of a team that we're about to get an athletic expose in about a week and a half, that there was massive dysfunction behind the scenes. We're starting to get little, you know, snippets and press releases about how the GM and coach weren't seeing eye to eye, and there wasn't cohesion, and the owner didn't want to do. We're starting to get little, like, drips of a major dysfunction story. If there's that level of dysfunction, you're firing your coach and your GM with five games left in the season. I don't think you're, you know, coming together and having this galvanizing moment. I think the Nuggets are a problem. I think the Nuggets are for a football analogy, because I know people in Kansas City like football more than the NBA. Remember the year the Eagles got just walloped by the Bucks in the first round of the playoffs, and it was like, oh, it turns out there was massive dysfunction. There was Big Dom, there was Nick Sirianni, there was Hurts. They never seemed to all get along.
Yeah, that was Jason Kelsey's last game.
That feels like what the Nuggets are right now, and they are going to go out and just get hammered by the Clippers. And then around this time next week, we'll be talking about, can you believe so-and-so and Jokic didn't get along? Can you believe the owner was best friends with Michael Porter Jr. and didn't like that's what the story we're going to get in a week with Nuggets and Clippers.
Knicks and Pistons, I think, is going to be a fun series.
You think that's going to be fun? That one smells boring to me. There's always one boring one.
I think it's going to be fun because I could see a scenario in which the Pistons steal one of the games in Madison Square Garden and they're going back home with the chance to go up in the series or tie the series at 2-2, and the fans are going to be engaged. It's good to see Pistons basketball mattering and to see that fan base with a team that you should feel very optimistic in. I'm with you. I think the Knicks clearly win the series. I also just think usually in the NBA, there are steps you got to take. The Pistons took a big step. They have been a bad team. They made the postseason this year. The Knicks, we're talking about, you got a playoff experience coach. You've got one of the better point guards in the league. You got Karl Anthony Towns that has done this before. You got other guys who have gone through this playoff gauntlet where the Pistons don't have any of those players. I just think the Knicks are better equipped for all of this. I'm going to take the Knicks to win this one. I think they could win this or 5 or 6. I'll say 5 just to switch it up a little bit. I got the Knicks firmly taking care of business in their series against the Pistons, but I do think the fans in Detroit are going to make it fun.
I don't think this series is going to be any fun. I think this is a sweep. I think the Knicks take care of business very fast. I think, you know, we'd make all these cross-sports analogies. You know how we've talked about the Royals? Oh, they're good at beating teams they're worse than, but they can't beat the big dogs? That's the New York Knicks. They are clearly better than the Detroit Pistons. There is no doubt in my mind. Maybe Tom Thibodeau loses one and it's a gentleman sweep. But this series, I think, will provide very little intrigue. And we'll be talking about Villanova pro team in the next round because the Knicks are just going to handle the Pistons.
The Lakers are a -195 favorite against the Minnesota Timberwolves. I think the Lakers win this series, and I think they win it going away. Healthy LeBron, healthy Luka. I think they have their rotation figured out. I don't really like this Minnesota team this year. I don't really like how Anthony Edwards is playing. He just shoots way too many threes to me for a guy who is so good at getting towards the basket. I think the Lakers win this or 5 or 6. I think how you feel about the Knicks and Pistons is how I feel about the Lakers and Timberwolves.
I think this is funny. We feel the exact same way about different series. I think Minnesota, because Anthony Edwards is so good, and that team does have a little bit of playoff experience from last year. They're a little bit playoff hardened.
He's good enough to get you one. That's about it to me.
And I think it'll be one of the early ones, and we'll get talking like, uh-oh, Luka and LeBron, are they in danger? Anthony Edwards, is he next up in the league? I think those conversations take place, and the Lakers take care of business in 5 or 6. But I think that, like, yeah, little, you know, small hiccup of interest is what we see in Wolves and Lakers. Other than that, I do think the Lakers take care of it in 6.
I think there's a little bit of disrespect going on toward the Rockets. For them to be the 2 seed in the Western Conference and for them to be a +165 dog in a series to Golden State, I think is a little bit disrespectful. Now, this is a tale as old as time in the NBA. You have the young upstart team and they're going up against the experienced veteran playoff laden club. I think the Rockets are going to be a little bit more competitive than people are giving credit. I'm certainly keeping an eye on that series. I think the NBA first round is actually going to be a lot of fun. I think we are in line for a very, very entertaining postseason.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. because we start it together.
Watch The Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.